Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Coming up today at 1 o'clock, more opinions from inside the Lions facility. Is there anything amiss with Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown? A connection that has been as reliable as any in the NFL. Doesn't seem as reliable in this 2025 season. Do they see anything? Hear what they had to say today at 1 o'clock here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Hey, if you're just joining us, the breaking news, unfortunately, is that Sam Laporta had a procedure on his back, and it would be a surprise if he plays again this year, which is unfortunate. It sucks, and now they're in the problem-solving phase. Bertie Kidd will tell you what's being said out at Allen Park today at 1:15 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. In the meantime, we're talking about Tarek Skubal, the comments he made on MLB Network. As you know, he said he doesn't know where the numbers come from or the rumors come from, but there's not a lot of truth to a lot of it. He also said that he doesn't want to be traded, and did say some things are out of his hands, which you kind of take issue with, but it's more about he could, have some control over it. He could exert some control over it.
But he's got this final say over anything that happens in his career.
Yeah, but this is what happens when you're in this portion. You remove yourself, and then you kind of, in theory, right? I'm sure this isn't what happened, but in theory, you can say, hey, they come to me when everything's final, and then I decide. I let him handle all the negotiation. I distance myself from it. It's why people hire agents and let the experts do it, and I can stay removed and then just make final decisions. But the final decision always does go to the player.
Just wish he had different representation.
Yeah, I mean, I get why people hire Scott Boras.
He gets his clients top dollars, and if that's what you want, that's the guy to get. You could probably get really good money with somebody else. It's not going to...
Of course. I lost it during the limerick last week. I thought, this is not cute. This is not funny. But whatever. You saw a report that the Tigers might be interested in an upgrade out of the bullpen?
Yeah, it was John Heyman had the report that the Tigers were among three teams at the time that are interested in Edwin Diaz, closer from the New York Mets. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
I would be all about this. Go ahead. It's an easy whatever. However, what is it going to cost? $20 million a year? $18 million a year? Yeah, get it done. You want a guy, swing and miss guy? There it is. You want a guy you can reliably throw out there either in the ninth inning as the closer or facing in the highest leverage situations late in the game in the eighth inning against the 1-2-3 hitters, the hard lineup? Yep, that's the guy. It's unquestioned. That's the guy. You're not hoping that Will Vest gets the job done. You're not hoping that they can re-sign other players and they get the job done. This is a guy you know gets the job done.
Is this this is Tommy Trumpet guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus you get that.
Do you remember who you saw was also, you said at the time, the way you just worded that, was this recent?
It was yesterday. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who the other two teams were?
I want to say the Mets were one, and I'm not sure it was Boston the other one.
Well, I mean, I don't like our standing and getting bidding wars with those teams, but that doesn't mean you can't win a bidding war with those teams.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, yeah, I mean, this would work.
Correct.
Are you looking up the teams?
Yeah, I'm trying to find.
I mean, I'd like to hear it was Kansas City and Tampa that they were bidding against, but... yeah, talk about a strong move to solidify your bullpen and then repurpose some of the guys you have. Now, I guess AJ Hinch, even if you have an Edwin Diaz, you're probably not going to use that guy 100% as a closer. You use him in the high leverage spots. But his save numbers, these are the last 4 years, 32, 32, 20, and 28. He had a 57 save career his last year in Seattle. His walks and hits per innings pitched the last 4 years, 105.84, 104.87. He talked about the strikeouts. He had 98 last year in 62 innings. Year before, 84 in 54 innings. The year before, 118 in 61 innings. A lot of swing and miss in that arm, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be all about getting a back-end arm and getting a starting pitcher. I think that's a great way to go into free agency. You're bringing Torres back, or you're bringing Torres back as he accepted the qualifying offer. So that kind of, I think, might limit what they really want to do. But I wish it wouldn't. You know, their payroll is sitting at $155 million projected after all the increases to players are factored in. This is according to SpotTrack. That's including giving Tarek Skubal a $20 million raise for this upcoming season, his last year before free agency. So it's 155. That ranks, I believe, 17th among the projected payrolls in baseball prior to free agency getting underway. If you want to get into the top 10, you got to go north of like $195 million. You're not that far away. And I don't think it's too much to ask for the fan base to say, get your payroll up above $200 million. Mm-hmm. Spend another $50 million, another $75 million to get up there. People come out, people support this team, and particularly when if you're a winner, absolutely they do. So go do it.
248-539-9797. So we sit here with this news with Skubal. I'll tell you that, you know, he spoke with MLB Network and said he doesn't know where all the rumors came from. I'm looking at the feedback that I can see here. Most people think he's just trying to let Detroit down easy. Talk about how much you love it before you leave. And then it's a common breakup theme. I hope it's sincere that he, if the offers are anywhere close, I mean, you made the comment yesterday, if they make the same offer as a New York team, doesn't he stay here? And if he really truly loves it, yeah. Yeah, so I hope these are very sincere feelings. That if they just get in the ballpark, I mean, at some point, do you have to be the highest bidder? Is there any chance a Boris client would take less than the most money?
I think there's always a chance because it ultimately comes down to what the player wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe that's the negotiation is that you see, okay, hey, I Red Sox, let's just say, or let's say the Mets. Mets are willing to give him $400 million over the length of a contract. And that's what it's going to take, Tigers. And the Tigers are like, look, we can give you $375 million, no more, $350 million, no more. And if they thought the Tigers could only go up to $300 million, then it gets up to $350, is that enough for them to say, yep, I'll go there? I mean, you don't know until you find out. The problem is, are you ever going to be able to find out? Is Boris going to lay out exactly what it is that he's expecting? He has to at some point. Otherwise, it's not even a negotiation. How high are the Tigers willing to go? I don't think, you know, Chris Illich has been pretty open that he's willing to spend money. And it seems like Scott Harris is really wanting to have Tarek Skubal part of this team for years to come.
That Jeff Passan report where he quoted an MLB executive yesterday that said that Scott Harris cannot be told he can't sign this guy, like he truly believes. I can't remember the exact wording,
right,
but Jeff Passan talked to 11 industry insiders who gave him unattributed quotes about the Skubal saga and how it's going to play itself out. And one MLB executive made the comment that Scott Harris fully believes he can sign this guy.
Yeah, now most people think that there's no way that they're going to sign him to a long-term deal.
Yep.
That's what most of the pundits out there are saying. And maybe that's the case. And that's why there's the talk of trade for Tarek Skubal, so he understands what it is that is leading to this kind of speculation. Because if nobody thinks you're going to sign a long-term contract, what are the options? Ride it out with you or trade and get something for you before you lose him for nothing?
So there's really three possibilities, right? And you just talked about them. And the one caller who's called on this said he wants him to trade him now. And you asked the question in the show sheet, what scenario would make you the happiest? Let's take 10 texts on this right now. Tiger fans, 248-539-9797. Make sure you sign your text. It's the first 10 texts that come over. What scenario with Skubal makes you the happiest? 248-539-9797. So there's a lot of different directions this could go. We're going to have an off season where they hold one of the biggest blue chips at the table. Do they play it themselves? Do they sell it off? What do they decide to do? What would make you the happiest as it pertains to Tarek Skubal? We'll take those 10 texts. We'll get to those coming up at the 1 o'clock hour, 102, right out of the gate. In the meantime, also next hour, Amon-Ra and Johnny Morton talk about whether or not there's something wrong with the Goff-Amon-Ra connection this year. Hear what they had to say in the 1 o'clock hour, and what are the Lions going to do without Laporta, the Birchie kid at 115 from Allen Park. Here on 97.1, The Ticket.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.